2 out of 10.
Back to Ace of Sakai. Today we're going to be talking about another season finale, and it is about Solo Leveling. Is the I think it might be the first one, but they already announced part two or season two.
Season two. Up
this year, I think, and maybe at the end of this year. But great sign about that. So let's talk about episode 13. Actually, it's 12 because that 7.5 didn't count. It's called Arise. This happens where we see him in a battle with all the Infinity Army people that are coming, and he's at his last HP, MP, and he can't do anything. He's beat up. He's about to die, and he's about to fail his quest, because his quest wasn't just to beat that dude, Igris. His quest is to survive the time limit of this whatever battle it is. This is the real job quest, the change quest.
The bonus quest. Yeah, the bonus quest.
So luckily, because of his laziness, cheater, and he delayed the daily and this is the beauty of, and okay, let me just talk about one part in this. Okay, this show reminded me why I liked him in the beginning. It brought me back to saying that this guy, even though he is so OP now, he's still internally, he's still the weakest. He has an imposter syndrome. And you're seeing that the whole time with everything, all these people mimicking his deepest, darkest thoughts. And they're like, you're weak, you're nobody, you're still a rank E. And he internally believes that. And I really appreciate that. It reminded me, like, hey, this guy was the weakest. He was at the weakest at one point where every single thing, he had to get saved. He was always hurt. He was always running away. People, basically, he was a liability. And now he is going in a direction where he needs to be the strongest because he's always felt the weakest. And internally, he's still that weak. Then he gets that lazy, that his laziness basically rewards him because the system plays a favor with him and gives him the penalty, which he can easily just do now.
Yes.
So
I don't think, his laziness rewarded him. I think the system played him.
Luck. His luck. No. He shows his luck. He did show his luck. If you see the screen, it says my luck played in factor. He has a luck skill.
No. I think the system is playing him.
Yeah, of course
the system planned it in such a way. I mean, think about it. From Necromancer, this fucking guy became what?
Oh, the Shadow Monarch.
The Shadow Monarch. And the name of this episode is what? Arise.
Bro, when he said Arise. That, something else arised in me.
This episode was probably the best one out of Solo Leveling, which is kind of sad, because I think episode one and this episode are the best ones that we've seen. The one with the smile.
I love last week's episode.
It was episode 2?
Last week we didn't give it 10 out of 10.
Well, you didn't.
I think episode 2, right?
Both of us didn't.
We hated it.
We thought it was good, but it wasn't like that up there, right? This week's episode was solid.
Bro, can I just tell you something? When he told Igris to arise after his amazing third speech, his third try, I saw it coming. But this one important factor, as soon as Igris arrived and looked arise, and he looked incredible, by the way, he went past him. Without looking at him, without looking at him, he went past him, turned around, and bent down like a follower should. Oh. That's my fucking king. I am going to be behind him. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was a dope moment. And the way the cape came out, too, and the whole thing. This episode was pretty solid. Like, this is what I expected out of this show, but like, couple of episodes, not just one or two. Like, if you have a season 12 episodes long, give us something solid. You should at least have 6 to 7 episodes solid.
I think it gave a better season than Hell's Paradise.
I'm not comparing.
Hell's Paradise sucked.
I am.
That was not
because it's the same level. Chainsaw Man, Hell's Paradise, and this one had the same hype, and I'm comparing it to the hype so far. I'm comparing to what animes were supposed to carry it.
Chainsaw Man
is much higher, and we all agree on that. Chainsaw Man, my thing, should have won a lot of more awards than it didn't. But I think this is better than Hell's Paradise. I think overall, because of
I agree with that.
But I'm not comparing it to Hell's Paradise. I'm comparing it to a show that, was overhyped. I think when you
Hell's Paradise was overhyped.
Hell's Paradise was pretty hyped. I was pretty hyping it too. I was very interested
in it. I thought it was a solid show. I think
it was a solid show. Yeah, I mean, Solo Leveling is a solid show. They both had a huge hype.
With Solo Leveling, honestly speaking, I expected at least 6-7 solid episodes. And I mean, like, Kingdom has given us, right?
I think we
comparing it to the...
We should compare it to Kingdom.
I know,
You can't compare it to the greatness. Like, you cannot compare it to the best.
Yeah. And you know, because Kingdom... And by the way, Kingdom Season 5 ended. It's not part 1, part 2. But we look at... Yeah, I know. We look at 13 episodes of Kingdom that they've given us. And given us like 8-9 fucking solid episodes out of 13.
So this actually gave us 6-7, and I'll tell you which one. Episode 2 was the one where he was in the
SWJ. That's when the chaos happened.
He sacrificed himself. Then episode 4 is I Gotta Train, and that's the training one we all loved. The training one where that's another one. And then number 6 is the C rank mission where he had to kill other people.
Yeah, I like that one. That was my favorite episode, to be honest.
Okay.
And that's the fourth one of this one.
Number 3, and then number 7 is, this is subjective, if whatever, I liked it. This is the one where he actually has the S-class key and he had to fight that thing and he barely survived the dog. That's why I said debatable. Then is the episode 11 when he fought that high B-rank dude.
Again, it was...
It was still a good episode. Then episode 12, which he fought Igris, and episode 13. That's 7 solid-ass fucking episodes. It's a solid anime. I wouldn't say
solid-ass. They were good episodes.
8s and above. They were 8s and above. Don't compare it to Kingdom.
Compare it to Chainsaw. Compare it to...
Chainsaw's much better.
To be honest though, Chainsaw Man did have a lot of slow episodes as well.
But they were hilarious, a little bit slow.
But it's the first season, just like Solo. I think Solo had a very good, strong first season.
It deserves more credit than we were giving it.
I think the hype was a little too much.
I think it was overhyped for sure.
I think there's a difference between like the hype and then the show. It's great, entertaining. It's something we all recommend. It's a fun one. Like Kaiju number 8, I feel like it would be similar. It's action oriented. It's fun. Go watch it. You know, is it going to be top 10 all the time? I don't think so. I never think.
See, I don't care about top 10, but
like Kingdom is top 10.
Kingdom is top 10. Like we all have it in top 10.
So the thing with Solo Leveling, and this is where I'm gonna say it, there's a lot more episodes I like than you guys, but I was gonna rate. Like we'll get to the rating of the whole season and the episode and stuff. When he was getting stronger and he had the globe, I legit thought, you know what, this guy has the most easiest route. I'm just going to cruise control. I'm just going to sit there and watch. Like, again, I'm telling you, I think the human factor, I think we're going to see more of this show later on with Jinwoo. And
yeah, I hope so.
I can't wait to see what this Shadow Army does. Like, I'm excited to
overpower.
Bro, and Igris is level 7.
Let me ask you guys, Arise or Neo? Which one do you think is the more badass command?
Say it in a way, Japanese way.
No, Arise is from Solo Leveling.
Yeah.
And Neo is from Noblesse. Do you guys remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which one do you guys think was the more badass?
Neo,
right? Yeah, Neo was badass.
You're gonna give it to original. You're gonna obviously. I think Overlord also did his own thing too. I think Overlord.
Neo is more like. See, Arise is like Arise for me. Work with me. I will be your. Neo is like, I am above you.
Yeah, above you.
You're my bitch, Neo.
Yeah. Right? And that's how they.
Neo is a command of a servant. Arise is like a command of a warrior.
Yeah, but he nonetheless he did it against the opponent though that he was fighting. That's like when servant. he was a servant.
Yeah. Kneeling is basically saying you're servant.
He's like kneel, and then he has no choice but to kneel because like
he overpowered him pretty much.
To me, that's one of the most badass moments.
And
to be honest, the struggle I'm having with Solo Leveling is like Frieza and first season, there's moments of pure peak. I just never felt the pure peak on the Solo Leveling.
I think this episode was pure
peak. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. No, but I thought, think this episode, this finale was
It was good. Finale? No, it's good. But what I'm saying, I'll use Frieza as example. When she fought Aurora the Guillotine, she goes, "Kill yourself." I was like, "Woo, that's fucking epic." And this moment,
okay.
I liked the rise. It was pretty dope, but compared to Neil or Kill Yourself,
like this was Solo Leveling's training arc. I think the season was his training arc.
Because
when the system, when it was showing him leveling up, it's like you exceeded system's expectation. So I feel like the system actually has other players in this game. And it's not, it has a bunch of other people. Like the system just doesn't have him. It's favoring other people, and we're going to meet later. I think the S-class people also are favored by the system. And I think that's basically how it's going. And the system's like, oh, this guy, this new guy we're actually favoring or giving sub to, he's better than we expected. That's why he went to another level. He like, you exceeded the system's expectation. You were going to be a necromancer, but no, you are a shadow monarch. Here's your bonus for being better than we expected. We're going to reward you because you're helping us what we want.
I don't know. I look at it differently. I think the system kind of like played him, manipulated him in a way where, well, not manipulated.
No, I don't know manipulate, because he did say no, and they said, this is something good for you.
Because the system, it's system deciding pretty much for you, and then telling you if you say no, you expected our expectation, you pretty much, we're happy with you, but we're going to give you another class. Or you're about to die, somebody's about to kill you. Oh, wait. You haven't done your daily chores. Let me take you here so you could replenish your mana. So the system is kind of like working with him, because when he was about to die, the quest did not, he didn't have to get punished at that time. But I think the system kind of assisting him, I guess. I don't know what the plans are, but I think the system is either.
I think the system does have other people. I think the system does have other people.
An agenda, for sure. The system has an agenda, for sure. And
the system is the system.
Yeah, I am very curious about that. That's why I liked when the system was kind of manipulating, like, kill these people. I am very curious what the system's overall
somebody's watching.
Plan is. Somebody's definitely watching, right? And I'm guessing it connects to the origin of this whole thing, right? I'm guessing.
Imagine maybe they're all sleeping and then in the video game, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, online.
I would automatically give it like a 2 or 3 out of 10.
Yeah,
that would be the worst thing you could give me. Like, everything has been a game the whole time. No, I don't want
to. This was written to you. This anime was written by M. Night Shyamalan.
It's a flop already. 1 out of 10. Anytime I see that guy,
the guy gets in a car accident and it's all his in the memory.
Yeah, honestly.
Let's rate this episode. And then the season.
Go ahead, Tui. For you, I guess 10 out of 10.
No, I'll come back to mine later. You go with the episode later. Just rate the episode of the season.
Episode? I would say 8 out of 10. What is this? Are you trying to kill me? Look.
I'm just waiting.
Initially, I was thinking about 9, but I do agree with Moto's rating. I think it's an 8 out of 10.
I don't give a fuck what you both say. It's 9 out of 10 for me.
You said 9 out of 10?
So it's
far off. The way you were explaining it, like, you're not that far off. Like,
No. Again, it didn't have action for me. I wanted some action. Well, actually, no. It didn't have action.
It's really good.
It have action. It's really actually, good no, story, no, sorry. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 10. I really love the human aspect. I gave 10 the last episode. This is a 10.
Okay.
But I was gonna rate this season lower. I was gonna rate this season like a 7.5 out of 10. But because of this episode, I'm rating it 8.5 out of 10 the whole season.
My rating is... Go ahead, Moto, you go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were about to say it. Go ahead.
My rating for this season would be 7 out of 10.
That is the same score I had in my mind as well. 7 out of 10.
Yeah. For me,
it's a good first season.
I really like that he's still weak. I still like the fact that he's still in his heart, in his soul, he still doesn't think he's good enough. And that's something I need for my protagonist. I need that for my protagonist.
There were never moments on this anime that were gripping me to the point where I'm like, fuck. Right? I was like at the edge of my seat saying, oh, fuck.
I love the fight moments. So dope.
It just never happened for me in this anime. There are different ways of doing it. There are different ways of achieving that. And this anime was not able to get me to that point where I was like, fuck yeah. A lot of animes have done it.
Yeah.
But this show just
didn't do it for me. I think Peak Dumb definitely spoiled it for you. I think if you didn't watch this with Peak Dumb, you probably have a different take. If this came out when Hell's Paradise came out, you'd be like, all right, this is probably better.
I've seen so many isekai animes. It's Slime does it for me quite a bit, but this anime just didn't do it for me.
That was it. We can't wait for part two or season two, whichever is announced. But it's announced. It's announced. It's coming out. But that's one hilarious thing. If you guys go look in the poster, it says coming 2023. So it's so funny. They forgot to change the title and the other date. So it's hilarious. But we're excited for it. We're definitely excited for the second season. Oh, I am. I'm definitely excited for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I am.
And I know some spoilers too, so I'm excited to see those things that come up. So that's that. Make sure you like and subscribe. Go check out Solo Leveling, another finale of this season. We'll be back at the end of the year. I think so. Yeah, whatever.
No way. We'll no way. So, on the same year? No way.